Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
The Air View.
On Kaya 959.
With Pimelo Mudine.
What's yours?
What's yours?
Thank you so much for staying with us. As you know, it's our Thursday edition of Point of View. Very soon, we'll be crossing to Leroy Mark for What to Watch, as well as Dr. Sheldon for a tribute. That's really, really a wonderful tribute for Angie Stone. You know, she passed away recently due to a car accident, so we'll have that tribute coming through soon. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure, Carol Peary, is going to be joining us in a short while. That's on the back of the appearance of the Minister of Public Works, Dean McPherson, as well as his deputy, Sihle Zikalala, Deputy Minister, who appeared before the Portfolio Committee on Public Works. Unfortunately, they were not singing from the same hymn book. The chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure, Carol Peary, is on the line with us. MP, thank you so much for making time for us. Good evening.
Good evening to yourself, Pimelo, and your listeners.
The meeting that took place with yourselves as a portfolio committee, as well as the Department of Public Works, it was meant to be smooth sailing from what I gathered. What do you think went wrong there?
No, there's nothing went wrong, and you will never expect a meeting to be a smooth sailing, because as we are... we play an oversight to the department. We expect them to give us their challenges and their achievements. So obviously when there are challenges, they must be raised. And when they are raised, unfortunately, you must view them as not smooth sailing. But we're expecting that from the department, not from the executive.
So
that's my view.
So you're saying that, you know, it's expected that when challenges come up, that they're brought to the fore, which is absolutely understandable. But when the minister differs completely in a perspective with these deputy and giving you a sense that, for instance, the minister saying that they're absolutely spot on at 74% of the spending of their balance to date, and that you then have a deputy minister saying, no, there's a regression in the department, does that not concern you?
My understanding is that it's a comparison of 2023 through 2024 versus 2024 and 2025 expenditure report, the third-term one. But for me, from my side, even the committee itself, because we play an oversight, we are not expecting all must be good. We are expecting them, actually, we are happy because they could give us the real issues that are happening in the department, so that we need, where must we assist? And it also will assist maybe with the president himself to see whether is it the right capable leaders in the department will take it further. But I think that's what we're expecting, and we're happy because they were very frank and open.
There's a discussion that's happening at the moment, and the minister says there's a lot of work that's going into the Public Works and Infrastructure Bill currently and the Construction Industry Board Development Act. The deputy minister says, well, this, he feels, is the reinvention of the wheel. What are the sentiments of the portfolio committee on this one?
You know, the unfortunate part that media could take your listeners and South Africans into confidence is that when you are an executive, it's not all about your feelings, not about your choice, but you must be principled, be guided by legislation. And remember, there have been ministers before and deputy ministers. The work that they did before, it does not mean when you enter office, you must start afresh. The unfortunate part and the sense that we are getting is that someone wants to start afresh everything, and there are financial complications that they've been incurred in the department. So I was saying that money must just go to the drain, because I feel like this thing has been started when I was not there. then that's the wrong part. But then that's why I'm saying, mm-hmm. I think they were very, very frank and open to us so that we understand and we'll have to make proper recommendations and try to seek assistance from Parliament to say, you know, we cannot waste taxpayers' money because of our own feelings. Something must be done. The enforcement of Parliament must kick in. It's not about how you feel, but it's about the work that has been done. The legislations that were presented in the meeting yesterday, they even went through a cabinet committee. Mm. And when they went through a cabinet committee, it means they stand the test of time. Mm. They've been approved that there's a need for that legislation to be reviewed or amended. And when someone starts to say, I'm not comfortable with it, without fact, it's something else. And that's what we've made it clear. If you've got a record or a clip in that meeting, I've even raised it as a chairperson to say it can't be correct. We want those legislation. We must start with processes of Parliament and allow South Africans to participate and make a decision. We are in a democratic country where, you know, South Africans must participate, agree and disagree. Then we'll take it from there. Then at a later stage, then the president is either signing it as an act or it does not. It's not signed. Mm. So those are the things that I feel like there's a principle that is lacking versus your own feelings, how you want to show being bossy or how you want to show each other power. But that one is not our space to get in. Remember, the two have been appointed by the president, but as a committee, we want them to come and account to South Africans. How are they spending their money? And if they are not doing so, we'll have to enforce them by the law.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the issues that came up here and the tension between the department and service providers, who the department says, you know, are very quick to claim that they are not paid on time. But when you assess the work itself, there is underperformance and it doesn't seem like there are real mechanisms to mitigate against the claims that they make against the department and the work that is, yes, may be done, but is not up to par.
According to their report, when they report to us, they are telling us the department is it's reporting that they are paying within 30 days and as planned, and even their pilot project are maintained. So, but versus letters that we are getting, even myself as a chairperson, I've got many letters that service providers are complaining to say we're not being paid on time. I remember, I'll state it as a fact, and when I raised it with the minister to say, there's this certain service provider who says, has been waiting for his payment, and how are you not paying? And this is the letter. And it tells me he's doing investigation. Unfortunately, there are some of the things that we cannot enforce as an oversight, but was made a proper engagement with him to say, you know, you've got Operation Patella on time, and that Operation Patella on time, it means you are not doing it properly, or you are not even implementing it at all. So when you start to talk about investigation and you're referring to small businesses, in particular black businesses, emerging ones that are not that big, and when they put an invoice and you say, put it on hold, investigate. Remember, investigation, you don't even have a time frame. We're not even told about a time frame that says you, the investigation will take 3 days, it will be done, then we'll pay you when it's due for you or not. Then it can take investigation, we know normally it can take 6 months. Then we'll close that business. So that's the unfortunate part.
Yeah. So this newly established special projects unit that they've come up with, do you think it will solve some of the problems that we're seeing in these legacy projects?
It's not newly. It has been there. It's just that now maybe it has been revived and put it in a different form of a name. Mm-hmm. We hope and believe, according to what they presented to us, it will assist. For now, we can't talk much because we've never seen its work, and we have never even played an oversight on it.
Mm.
But we are just hoping it will bear better fruits.
The exorbitant prices that are being paid for lease agreements between the service providers and government have been a discussion point for a long time. What's the plan in trying to deal with those? Because it came up again, but once a lease is in place, it's in place. And so what did the department say that they're going to do about these exorbitant leases?
The department wants to stop to do leases with private properties. Remember, we've got our property management trading entity that we always refer it to PMTE. And when they report to us, they are saying already for now, on this term, they've spent 5.6 billion of the total allocation of 7.6, which is, you're talking about 73.9% and only 1% less that is not yet spent, which is a good reflection. But, you know, we've got a number of challenges that talks to departments that wants to be accommodated or on the basis of number of challenges. They are talking about the leasing accommodation, and when you lease it is because we are unable to provide a proper and maintained building. So the department are opting to go for a private lease. And yes, the amount is exorbitant because the person who we are leasing to says, this is my building and it's a state of art. It's according to what I've done and my assessment, it costs so much, even though we've got our own rate that is very lesser, because we can't provide that, and the client department wants to be accommodated. You must wear options. There are number of things or issues that they want to cut costs, those measures, but you know, in real sense, is that we are unable to maintain and put to standard buildings, government buildings. We've got government buildings, but they're not maintained. And with the attitude that we are seeing, and the one that we have started with this interview, executives do not agree, then you start to see there's a challenge.
I really appreciate you giving us your time. Chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Public Works and Infrastructure, Carol Peary, there giving us an update on their meeting with the Department of Public Works and Infrastructure. We'll obviously follow up on some of the issues that have come up to the fore. And as I said, you know, quite fairly, they themselves raised issues with some of the tensions that they feel need to be ironed out between the Deputy Minister and the Minister himself. And as you can hear, you mean they're hoping that maybe the presidency could come in there and ease those tensions for all of us, so that we don't get to experience that. We do need work to actually get on and get done in this country.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.